USA News, I'm Lance Prime. The president will be down in Tampa, Florida today to continue his dialogue to protect and strengthen Social Security and Medicaid and lower health care costs. One of the few statements at the State of the Union address that had both Democrats and Republicans standing to applaud. Air Force One touches down at 12:15 p.m. local time. The Department of Justice announced a guilty plea was reached in Texas. The man involved with the 2019 El Paso Walmart mass shooting, Patrick Cruces, pleaded guilty to 90 federal hate crimes and firearms violations. He further admitted that he intended to kill everyone he shot and was deliberately seeking out people of Hispanic origin. Assistant District Attorney Kristen Clark of the Justice Department, Civil Rights Division, said, quote, "White nationalist-fueled violence has no place in our society today," end quote. President Biden gave an interview with PBS NewsHour and said there's no way Russia will succeed in its occupation of Ukraine.
The president confirmed that American aid to Ukraine is open-ended, and despite his confidence in NATO's efforts thus far, referred to the assistance as vital.
There's no way that Putin is going to be able to, quote, he's already lost Ukraine.
The one-year anniversary of the Russian invasion is February 24th. Since then, the USA has sent an estimated $28 billion to Ukraine. In Washington, I'm Victoria Idoni.
A 24-year-old man admitting in court to a string of crimes that kept the Dallas, Texas Zoo on the lookout for missing animals said he stole two monkeys from their enclosure and took them onto the city's light rail system to escape. Davion Irvin also said he loves animals so much that if he's released from jail, he would steal more. This is USA News.
With Progressive's Name Your Price tool, you can find options that fit your budget. Because giving you options is the right thing to do.
Oh, yeah, like when I hold the door for someone. Sure, it may be weird if I don't time it right, and they're a little too far away, and now they're running. And we're both asking ourselves, is it worth it to run instead of just, you know, letting them open their own door?
But still, it's the right thing to do. So get options based on your needs with Progressive's Name Your Price tool. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and third-party insurers. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.
Vice President Kamala Harris is headed to Minnesota today to promote electric vehicles. Yesterday, she was in Atlanta at Georgia Tech, touting the Biden administration's action on the theory of climate change.
Harris discussed the administration's efforts to help ensure clean drinking water and remove lead pipes to protect vulnerable communities.
Access to clean water should be a right and not just a privilege of those who can afford it.
She promised at least $1 trillion will be used across the USA to address the lack of resources in many communities and said more work needs to be done.
Close some of the gaps that have long existed around which communities have what resources.
In Washington, I'm Victoria Idoni.
A blog by a U.S. investigative journalist, Seymour Hersh, is alleging the United States was behind the explosion that ruptured the Nord Stream gas pipelines from Russia to Germany back in September. There are claims it should become a basis for an international investigation, a call being made by Russian President Vladimir Putin. North Korea's leader Kim Jong-un and his young daughter watched a parade of Pyongyang's largest nuclear missiles and newest military hardware in the capital on Wednesday night. The parade marked the 75th founding anniversary of the North Korean Army and featured North Korea's largest ever intercontinental ballistic missiles. Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA News.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow Towels. Towels that work. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. And right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.